This is Joe Loader Perez from Blizzard Watch, and you're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Less talk, more action, please!
And Daryl.
You take me spank!
You snuck some stuff in there, dude.
What do you mean?
Nice job, man.
That's the same one I sent you earlier.
No, it didn't have stitches in there.
Sure it did. You go back and re-listen. It's there. I'm telling you, it's there.
All right. I like it, though, dude. I like it. And thank you, Joe, for the warm intro. This is episode 209 of the Training Dummies. It is May 24th, 2018. My name is Rob, and I had In-N-Out for dinner tonight because it's right around the corner, and I like it. Yeah. it was my little post-workout reward. The protein style burger.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Cancel out the whole workout.
Well, you know, if you get it right, you know, the protein style is the no bun, so it's just a lettuce wrap. But
oh yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. I gotta remind myself to track it in my app later, but that wonderful magical voice that you hear there, that's our special guest for tonight. That's Lerald. Can we get a warm Training Dummies welcome for Lerald? Yes. Yes. How you doing, man? How you doing? It's good to have you back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm doing great.
So we had was it before Legion?
Yeah, it was before Legion.
It was certainly back. It might have been right at the very beginning of Legion, maybe.
I think it was still in beta, but yeah.
We had a very special episode that was a bit of some airing grievances with tanking, and we'll just leave it at that. If you want,
that was a fun time.
If you want to dig into the archives, it's hanging out there. But what I want to do, and I reached out to Lerald because he has done this phenomenal tanking series that's up on his YouTube channel, and it's basically a preview of tanking going into the Battle for Azeroth. So why don't, before we get into that, let's. Lerald, why don't you give us just a little bit about your background? I don't know if we got to do this proper last time, so why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do with gaming and Blizzard and all that?
Sure. Well, thank you for setting me up so nicely and for, you know, complimenting the series.
Absolutely.
I've been doing it. I started playing WoW back in vanilla, as, you know, everybody who started playing in vanilla will gladly tell you they started playing in vanilla.
I did. I did.
Yeah, I started out wanting to be a DPS and basically got roped by my friends who had gotten me starting to play the game into tanking for them. And that just sort of started a lifelong of, you know, love of tanking in WoW and other MMOs, but pretty much just WoW. And I guess I've really been tanking off and on, or not off and on that much since Cataclysm, but off and on from vanilla through Cataclysm and then from Cataclysm up until now, just tanking pretty much only. Every now and then I'll dabble just a little bit in DPS, just kind of to remind myself that, hey, I love tanking. And kind of tank my way up the ladder in terms of raid progression, a couple of expansions back. Really enjoyed that, but, you know, the time commitment of trying to raid 30 plus hours a week is untenable as a grown adult man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
I hear you.
And, you know, so now I just kind of focus on making guides and that sort of thing. And very fortunate to have had Wowhead, you know, put their trusted faith in me to write a couple of guides for them over the years. I did their Brewmaster Monk guide back when they first started doing class guides. And then during Legion, I've done the Blood Decay and the Brot Warrior guide, and really love doing both of those.
Nice.
How much work goes into one of those Wowhead guides?
Quite a bit, you know. Yeah. A lot of, I mean, again, I'm very fortunate to be able to have the chance to go play on betas and, you know, on PTRs and stuff and get that chance to experience content before it's actually live and kind of figure out how things are going to work there and then use that to write the guides. But it does mean 15, 20, 60, 150, whatever hours of, you know, testing that stuff and kind of figuring things out and talking with other people who are much smarter than me and have figured things out better than me and using them as resources to try and distill it into the most simple and understandable form that you can.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, cool. Daryl, how you doing? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Sweating. It's hot here.
You didn't raid last week, so.
No, I didn't. I was busy driving to my parrot's cabin with Gondol, another member of our raid team, one of our tanks. And we had a good time. We drank a lot. Played some golf. Drank some more. Awesome. Played some poker. Drank some more. But it was a good time. We had a lot of fun.
Right. Those are the best kinds of sports, the ones where you can drink. And yes. It doesn't impair your performance at all.
Exactly. Actually, I think beer improves my golf game.
There you go.
Yeah, a good boys weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was good. So that's why I missed raid. But yeah, no, it was good. I'm glad to be back home, though. There's lots to do around here, so I'm looking to get back at it now that hopefully the weather holds. Because it's like summer temperatures here, and it's only spring, which means it's basically winter. So yeah,
I would ask you what it is, but you would tell me that it's like 28, and then I would have to do math, and I don't.
Yeah, I don't know what that converts to. 90, maybe something. I want to say 90, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 90s here lately. My kids went swimming like every day last week.
So. Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right, man. Any other warm-ups before we get into it?
I don't think so. I've got a new bumper coming up here, and I honestly think it's like the best one I've ever done. Okay.
All right. So, I'm ready.
Okay. If you have any questions or comments, or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland. Myself, Daryl, is at Daryl_TTD. And also, if you like the show and want to support us, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen.
Come on.
Let's talk about tanks, buddy.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about
tanks.
Let's talk about
tanks.
Let's talk about
tanks.
Let's talk about
tanks, buddy.
All right, let's talk about tanks, buddy.
Dude.
Okay. That's fantastic.
I normally get a little preview of this stuff, but I did not.
You did not.
Beautiful.
You definitely didn't oversell it, I have to say. That lived up to the hype.
Oh, wow. Dude, that was wonderful. Let's talk about tanks, man.
Yeah.
Okay, funny. So where do we start? Let's see. I'm going to pretend to say all this stuff for the first time because as if we weren't talking about this before we started. So.
Yeah, exactly. Let's pretend.
So what Blizzard has done over the years is it seems like with each expansion, they go in and they kind of turn the knobs a little bit and change things, and fix things and break things and do all that stuff. So with the, I think it was Cataclysm where everybody's like, oh, Vengeance or, Threat is hard. Oh man, Threat is so hard. What do I do? Threat is hard. And then, you know, DPS would each start like lighting into a separate target and then you wouldn't have Threat on anything. And they're like, let's turn that up to like 400 or 500%.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that started, I mean, it started in Vanilla and Burning Crusade, obviously. And in Wrath of the Lich King, they had the idea, oh, what if we made it so that tanks got more attack power based on damage taken, some percentage of their health and stuff? But it was really bad. It was like this tiny little bit, and it only came in like 3/4 of the way through Lich King. So then in Cataclysm, they started going, maybe this is an idea. And they started expanding on it, and by the end of Cataclysm, Threat wasn't too much of an issue. They kind of started to work it out. And then in the transition of Mists of Pandaria, they were like, what if we just let this scale up so that tanks were literally the best DPS in the entire raid? And like the number one DPS parses in the world would be like Brewmaster Mugs and then Destro Warlocks. Not great for overall game. So fun to tank. So fun to tank, but not great definitely. For overall design.
Yeah, I remember that's kind of when I was really getting into it, I think. And I'm like, wow, I'm like beating all the DPS. And, you know, you'd have some AoE pull, and then afterwards you'd be like, man, you guys aren't even trying. What the hell?
Yeah.
But so there was the Threat stuff. And then I think we were talking about, like, Vengeance. You know, the more damage you take, the more you do. So we had, you know, people that were just out gearing stuff, and you would just purposefully go stand in the fire somewhere just so you could crank up the numbers a little bit. So moving
exactly, yeah. I mean, that,
what was different with Legion? Do you think?
I mean, artifacts and legendaries obviously played a big part, just like they did for every spec. It's not really anything super tank special, but I think part of what tanks had going on was just simply at the beginning of Legion, at the very beginning of it, they kind of tried to strip away a lot of things from tanks for more lords. And kind of simplify tanking. to an extent and pull some of the power away from tanks, because tanks had gotten real strong by the end of
World War.
Just like they had at the end of MOP, they were way too strong.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the philosophies that they've had going into BFA, which is actually something they had as a philosophy going into Warlords, was we kind of like where balance is right now for most of the classes, and we're really not going to try to do too much revamping or addition.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little, you know, addition by subtraction, take away some legendary, or all legendaries, take away some artifacts. Maybe that'll fix some things for some classes that have gotten out of hand a little. But for the most part, try to just kind of keep things the same.
Yeah. I know with, you know, I've been looking at, like, the DPS Demon Hunter, and some of the key legendaries for that have just been turned into talents. Have you seen any of that with some of the tank classes?
Absolutely, yeah. With DK and with Demon Hunter, that's happened mm-hmm. in several spots. For Demon Hunter, unfortunately, it's happened in a way where, like, they would have a bunch of talents modifying each other, you mm-hmm. know? Or traits modifying each other, rather. You know, you have a gold dragon and then like a non-gold dragon one-pointer
then
like a talent that you put like, you know, as many traits as you possibly can and ideally seven in. And so all of that is sort of rolled together into like a not great package and then made into a talent.
Yeah.
So you go from, you know, like, I don't know, a Ferrero Rocher into a Tootsie Roll.
There's nothing wrong with Tootsie Rolls.
High class. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, let's see. So moving into Battle for Azeroth, do you think that there's anything dramatically different, or do you think, like, we're just kind of, we're losing our artifact abilities, we're losing legendaries? Do you think, like, tanking, other than like, a couple of across-the-board changes, do you think there's any major, like, thing that's like, we did this for tanks?
Actually, yeah, I think there's one really big positive that they've done for all six of the tanks. Brewmaster's a little weird with the way that they've done it, because Brewmasters are just kind of weird in general. For Brewmaster, it's, and the value, the way to calculate it is so difficult. Stagger scales with agility. They haven't really given us a lot more information than that. There's some people who are, you know, math geniuses trying to figure out exactly how it works. But basically, if you get more agility, you'll stagger more damage. For the other five tanks, agility and strength, you know, whichever is your proper primary stat, they have a way to convert it into armor directly.
Mm-hmm.
So your primary stat is now a direct damage reduction stat, which it's never been before. It's never really been an exact defensive stat. There have been some specs, you know, that are able to use it to heal, and that's useful, but it's not like stacking up agility just directly gives you armor, you know, in Legion or before BFA. So that's a really nice change that they've made for all of the tanks, where if you walk up to a piece of gear that's a 10 item level upgrade and it has terrible secondary stats, it's still going to be an upgrade
mm-hmm.
because it has more agility or strength or whatever.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room then. I guess that would be the GCD.
That is a good
there it is.
Place that's to start. Yeah.
I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to go full torch and pitchfork here, but some classes don't really feel it as much, but Blizzard seems to have really decided this is what we want and just get used to it, because no amount of complaining is going to change that. What do you think about that, especially in terms of tanks?
Absolutely. You know, I tweeted the head tapping GIF guy the other day about monks, where developers can't put your CDs on the cooldown if they don't give you any CDs to begin with for monks. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's the big benefit of playing a monk. You don't have any global or any offensive cooldowns. Nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as the offensive cooldown thing goes, it's a bit of a bummer. I mean, I'm going to hate it forever, but mm-hmm. I'll eventually get used to offensive cooldowns being on the global cooldown. Fine. Where I have a problem is defensive cooldowns like Demo Shout just being on the defensive cooldown. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. It doesn't feel great. And this is also true for self-heals, to have to stop using your abilities like Shield Slam, where you're generating rage, or Thunderclap, where you're trying to reset Shield Slam so you can generate more rage, so that you can fuel your whole defensive setup, to have to stop doing that stop mm-hmm. directly contributing to your defense so that you can cast a defensive cooldown or you can cast a heal or whatever. I don't love that. Mm-hmm. It feels counterintuitive. It's like, I'm going to cut off my foot and use it as a shield. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's some, like, with prop pallies, like the Hand of the Protector or Light of the Protector, you know, there's some in particular that are super, you know, part of the class fantasy, or they require a very quick, smooth reaction time. And if you're, if that's at the mercy of the GCD, then it could be the difference between, you know, like with prop pallies in particular, you know, a lot of, you know, you want to use that to save somebody or to save yourself. And that's the, you know, could be the difference between a wipe or at least, you know, losing a top DPS or losing yourself or, you know, so I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see, but I don't understand why so much has been put on the GCD. Like it doesn't feel good.
And that particular example of the heals being put on GCD is the one where I will fight forever on that. I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
Happily die on that hill, because I do totally believe the argument that I made from the very first time I saw it, which is being able to press, you know, I press F whenever that's my heal button, because oh, F, heal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. I like it.
I press F, I heal. The second that I need it, or, you know, whatever, the tenth of a second, the millisecond that I need it, I hit it. Mm-hmm. And not being able to do that just makes me feel like I'm less skillful. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some skill in planning your global cooldowns out so that you'll be able to heal when you need to do it. But if it takes me a second or a second and a half to respond to some spike damage coming in, that's just not as fast. That's just not as skillful. I just feel less skilled now. I don't like that.
Do you feel like maybe tanks should... like as a spec, like if you're a tank, you should have maybe less of the GCD rule applied to you. They can go, all right, this guy's a tank, maybe, you know, or go in and flag the abilities. I don't know. Like it just feels bad, right?
No, like, I mean, I absolutely think that tanks should get a special pass. I mean, for several reasons. One, tanking is pretty stressful. So you kind of want to give people an incentive to play it. You kind of want to make it not easier to play, but feel good. You want to make it feel rewarding. Mm-hmm. You know, anything you can do to incentivize people to play the lower supplied roles, you should, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. That makes sense.
Right. That's that and healing are, you know, they're always the one. If you queue up for LFR, it's always tanks and heals that you're waiting on.
So
a little incentive doesn't hurt.
But, you know, also just making it feel, I want to feel cool. I want to feel good at the game. And I don't want the game fighting with me about whether I feel good at it or not.
Right.
I don't feel like having you know, more abilities on the global cooldown makes me feel more skillful when I pull something off. I understand the whole concept of, like, you know, some sort of rogue or fury warrior or whatever it is, being able to chain these offensive ones and go in and just take, you know, 100 to zero somebody and, you know, within a couple of abilities. I get that. And I think that's what they're shying away from, especially in terms of PvP and open world stuff like that. You know, it just doesn't feel good to get stun locked or anything like that. But I don't know. I'm trying to find, you know, they've talked about it in the developer Q&As and stuff. And I'm just trying to understand, like, what is this doing for the game? That's helpful for the player base.
I
like,
agree.
Slowing things down that much. Like, what do we want out of that?
You know, I agree, and one of the things that they've, I think, given a pretty good, there's an understandable logic to why they've done this with abilities like your offensive cooldowns and even some of the mobility skills. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense on a level. I want all the mobility skills off the global cooldown because I like being able to move fast too, and I like it not to compete with trying to do my rotation. But fine.
Mm-hmm.
They compromised with taking Heroic Leap and Demonic Leap off the global cooldown, so that, you know, that was fine. But there never really was, I think, a great justification for why defensive skills and why self heals should be on the global cooldown. I totally get healing other people being on the global cooldown. It is for healers. That makes sense for tanks.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The only, you know, there's not really any heals that tanks can use on other people except for one talented heal for prop pally, which no tank's going to be like, oh, I'm getting destroyed, let me stop and use a global to heal. That guy over there is standing in some flames.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody who's probably standing where they shouldn't be anyways. But yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice.
So maybe let's get into some of the individual specs. And
absolutely.
And talk about those. Okay, so let's do it this way.
We can do it alphabetical. We can do it
let's
random.
Start. Let's start like in a bit of a ranking system. Why don't we start with, and I understand this is your personal opinion. This is all beta. This is all subject to change. Numbers tuning isn't even a thing right now. This is really about what a tank feels like, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So why don't we start at the bottom of the barrel? Like what so far playing through, and I'm expecting to hear the phrase plays a lot like live. At least
you will hear the phrase plays a lot like live.
Yes. So why don't we start with the ranking? You know what right now is your least favorite in the BFA beta?
Least favorite is a tough one to answer. I would say probably of all six on live, my least favorite is Pally. You know, just some people don't like vanilla ice cream. That's just kind of how I feel. I don't think they're bad, but they're definitely my least favorite. I do think the changes today, I've only gotten to play around with them for a couple of minutes because the beta was real shaky. It took over an hour to get online.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think they are definitely a lot better to play after the changes today. So they probably moved up, but I would say, as of yesterday, I would say Pally would be my least favorite.
All right, so least favorite, Prop Paladin. Let's dive into that a little bit. What about it, other than like you're saying, just kind of maybe doesn't suit your style or vanilla? What about it, like, doesn't sit with you? Because I know, Prop Pally seems like it brings a little bit of everything to the table, right? It's it's like a support kind of tank.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's, I think if you're a healer transitioning into playing a tank, I think Prop Pally is an amazing option for you. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm kind of the opposite. I tend to think primarily in DPS type of mindset because I dabble in DPS every now and then. I haven't healed since Cataclysm, and I really wasn't a good healer ever, even though I thought I was. I really wasn't.
That's funny.
So, you know, it really takes a lot of awareness of all the people around you and your group, of everything that's going on around you. It's a really good, like, battlefield control type of tank, which just isn't really the mindset or approach that I take to tanking generally. I'm very, like, not selfish, but, you know, focused on my health, my positioning, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I think my biggest problem with Pally was that I felt like, in terms of playing it, it wasn't that hard, right? There's a couple of, you know, you can get the rotation down and it feels good. But there's a lot of other things that you could or should be doing that I just couldn't quite weave in. All the hands, you know, I don't know. It just felt like there's a lot of extra little things that you could do to kind of up your game. And it was like, it didn't quite, I don't know. Like, I wasn't ever worried about putting a hand of freedom or hand of protection or whatever on somebody.
I think the simplest explanation for my misgivings with Pally might literally just come down to it takes about 10 or so extra keybinds compared to every other tank to kind of deal with putting hands on everybody you want to and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think another thing that really rubs me the wrong way with Pally is just simply their mobility. In live, it's okay. It's right around DK level, but on the beta, it's the worst. It's truly bad. They got a 1 minute cooldown for 3 seconds of moving around on a horse, and it's on the global cooldown. They can get 2 charges of it, but still, it's a 1 minute cooldown. So, pretty bad.
Wansu says that you don't have time to cast all the extra little things because your Shield of Righteous is constantly procking. So, you're too busy spam, spam, spamming.
Yeah. Throwing out those shields.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know. A lot of people like Prop Pally. I think it's at a pretty good place on live right now.
Absolutely. And it's extremely popular. Probably the second most popular tank just behind Blood DK. Again, it's, you know, it's like maybe more like a chocolate cake type of a deal. You know, they're very popular, very well liked. And for me, I'm like, hey, you know, sometimes they're dry.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Shield of the Righteous being changed just a touch now, where you don't actually have to have a target, right? You can kind of you can kind of just aim it in a direction and do that. That sounds like kind of like a nice quality of life kind of change to that.
Oh, very much so. And I mean, again, asking me to choose my least favorite tank is like asking me to choose my least favorite child.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like them all.
I really do.
Like, even the whole time I was playing Pally and working on the guide for it, even as I finished it and I was, like, taking the screenshot and getting it all lined up, I was like, you know what? This screenshot looks really cool. Maybe I do like Pally a lot.
There you go.
Nice.
Daryl, you've played a little bit of Prime Pally. That was always your go-to tank, right?
I've leveled.
I mean, I know you haven't done it recently.
I've leveled the Prot Pally. Let's stick with that. I've leveled the Prot Pally. I don't even think I've taken it in a dungeon, like not even a normal one. This expansion.
Man, yeah, you. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. You kind of a little more into Holy than you did Prot, right?
Yeah, actually playing it like in Endgame. I know I did. What was that? Oh, Cataclysm. I did Holy quite a bit in Cataclysm. Just, you know, for alt raids and stuff like that. But yeah, as far as actually tanking anything other than, you know, quest mobs while I'm leveling, I haven't really done any tanking. You know, there was a point in this expansion where I seriously considered it at one point when we were looking for tanks for the raid team. But, you know, thankfully for our raid team, someone else stepped up.
Go ahead.
No, that's all I've got.
Say, the holy artifact is awesome. I mean, I think if Prot used the holy artifact, I might be more into it.
Well, because
it looks great.
Yeah, it does.
Well, even when you get the hidden appearance that's like the Reinhardt from Overwatch.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was so good. Yeah. This is that time of the expansion, though, where you start to go, hey, man, we're doing these alt raids on Fridays now. I think we've kind of like, we're just wagging our middle finger at progression because it's just so annoying at this point. You know, it didn't take that long, but stuff like heroic coven was just enough to like really just make you kind
of. Ladies can be cruel, man.
Say no thanks. Funny enough, if you didn't hear us talking about it, though, the thing that pushed us over the edge on heroic coven was me swapping to my blood DK and using mass grip on the walking ads, and that for some reason was like the one thing that was like, oh, okay, well, we just completely negated the fact that everyone was running around crying and screaming.
Those mass grips, man. I mean, spoiler alert, when we get to whatever's at the top of the list, it's probably gonna be blood DK just because of mass grip, man. Until they give it to another class in a form that's as usable as it is for blood DK.
Yeah, not
how can not you compete?
Sigil of Chains or whatever it was.
All right.
After Pally, then what's the next moving on up the list?
Oh, are we talking strength or enjoyment?
This is all about you tonight. Whatever. I don't know. Like enjoyment seems like it. We're not talking about progression. We know numbers will be tuned and all that stuff. Let's talk about what actually is fun. I mean, and this is going to be your opinion, but.
Yeah, you know, I've said I would probably say Demon Hunter is next up. I will say, and I've said this a whole bunch of times, I found Demon Hunter to be surprisingly good, like just in terms of fun on the beta. It's undergone a lot of changes and yet still kind of feels the same, which is weird.
So it's a lot like live.
It is a lot like live, even though it isn't like live. It's a lot like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the most a lot like live because, it's undergone changes. The whole system now, you're generating rage
pain.
Yeah. You're generating pain using sheer and
your hot topic resource.
Taking damage. And yeah, exactly. And then you're spending it with Fracture to generate soul fragments, and then you're burning up those soul fragments using
soul bomb.
Spirit bomb. And then cycling through all of that. Mm-hmm. And so on the beta, they've sort of just simplified that, and they've made it so that Fracture, instead of being a pain spender, just replaces Shear completely. And it has a multiple charge. It has two charges, and they're on a cooldown. So it kind of introduces a little bit of downtime, I guess. And then Spirit Bomb actually is a rage spender. Pain spender. Yeah, I don't know why it would spend another class's resources. So you're basically just using those two abilities, and then you kind of have no sheer filler type of spell in there. But it, you know, it still uses the same, more or less the same set of talents. Or at least that seems to be the optimal setup so far based on the opinions of people who know Pendus Demon Hunter better than I do. And, works pretty well. It really works nicely. It's had a lot of changes, like, for example, the soul fragments heal for a percentage of damage taken, just like Death Knight's Death Strike does, instead of just a fixed amount of attack power.
Gotcha.
Demon Spikes no longer has a pain cost. That's a real nice quality of life improvement.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Maybe they're not fifth place for me. I don't know.
I was gonna say most I've been keeping up with it, you know, Preach and popping into Sleep Bag stream and stuff, and Demon Hunter seems to be pretty high up on the list right now of where people are sitting. So I loved it in Legion, but I think I hit a wall with something where it just felt like it wasn't quite strong enough for progression unless you kind of outgeared the content. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't doing it right, but
I think that's pretty fair. That is kind of one of the big criticisms of Demon Hunter, this expansion, is because Demon Spikes isn't up all the time, you know. And that's a pretty common criticism of all the tanks that don't have 100% uptime on their active mitigation. So basically, Warrior, Paladin, Demon Hunter, is they generally don't have enough health to like live through a good bit of burst when they don't have that active mitigation up, which means, you know, you're flat as a pancake.
Mm-hmm. What about, so I kind of said this a minute ago, but you said with the DK mass grip, so Demon Hunters have an option to do a bit of a grip like that. What about that just kind of like doesn't quite work to where you can't go, oh yeah, just bring a Demon Hunter?
I think it has a 2-second charge up before it actually goes off. Maybe it's one and a half seconds, but still it's not instant. Mm-hmm. And also it's, you know, it's a circle that you place on the ground, and it's not, although they have nerfed Gorfine's Grasp from 20-yard radius to 15-yard radius on the beta, still it's bigger than whatever the little Demon Hunter circle is, or even if it's exactly the same size. You know, Demon Hunter, you have to place exactly on the ground,
and
it just
reticle,
rips everything in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, DK, you target an enemy and grip everything to it. Just works so much better than the Demon Hunter Sigil of Chains, unfortunately.
I get it, and it seems like it's just a little more too much work for not quite the same payout.
Right, it's not useless by any stretch. It's just RC Cola as opposed to Coke.
You know, and it was a talent before. I don't know if it is now, but you had the talent.
Yeah, it's still a talent. Yeah, you have to give up a nice DPS talent. You have concentrated sigils, where you get 2 extra seconds on all of your different sigils, and they automatically cast at your feet. So, you know, you get a little bit more Sigil of Flames action going on all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. Makes using your sigils a little easier.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice that to get a DC that's...
I know there was times where the Sigil of Silence, where, you know, you didn't want the concentrated one. You didn't want it at your feet because you would
put
it on a ranged mob or whatever. But I think, by and large, just being able to fire off, you know, the Sigil of Flame and not have to worry about it. It's just, you know, it's just extra threat and extra damage, and just felt good just not having to mess with that reticle. But
exactly. And, I mean, you can macro throw in a at cursor or at player, you know, and get around that. But it's just nice to have the extra 2 seconds on every one of your Sigil of Flames debuffs. And for those times where you don't need to throw a Sigil of Silence out at a distance, nice to get 2 extra seconds of blanket silence on, you know, however many mobs you've stacked up in a Mythic Dungeon, 25 or whatever.
Yeah, I know Daryl's kind of been dipping his toe into the Demon Hunter now towards the end of the expansion here.
Yeah,
You're doing it as Havoc though, right?
Yeah, I still haven't gotten the artifact for Vengeance yet. I've got it there. Yeah. The person that has done the communicator at the at Dalaran's Landing there, Crass's Landing. So that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I haven't turned in the quest yet. It's still an orange question mark every time I fly by over to the Ord Hall. So I plan to do it by the end of the expansion, just haven't got there yet. So.
You should at least try it, man.
Yeah,
for
as much as it's
like definitely Demon Hunter, it is.
Yeah,
there's something about the tank one. I think I leveled as a tank, and I think it, in a lot of ways it just felt good, you know?
Yeah.
You just, like, didn't worry about anything, you know? You were like, oh, 8 mobs, 10 mobs? All right, cool. Let's do this, you know?
Of all the tanks, of all of the tanks, it feels like by far the most like a flaming wrecking ball to me, just bouncing around and smashing everything. And, you know, I did exactly the opposite of what you did, Daryl. I just got the DPS artifact on my DH a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And I think I put some BP into it, but I'm not sure. You know, my tank weapons at 75 traits has been for a while into the DPS, but I'm like, it may have 100 artifact power. I'm not sure.
That's funny.
Nice.
I have it. There
you go.
Let's, what do you got then, moving on up the list? We got Pally and then Demon Hunter. Who's coming in next?
Right now I'm going to say Warrior. Probably should have put Warrior all the way down at 6, but they had some changes today that I was able to play around with that are pretty nice, and I think Warrior's in a really solid spot. The big problem I have with Warrior, same big problem I have with Pally on the beta, and frankly the reason Monk's not lower down on this list is Ignore Pain is on the global cooldown. Just like Pally heal, just like a lot of these different heals. I will definitely... go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's pretty expensive as it is right now, right?
Yeah, it's expensive and it's not very efficient. It shields you for, I think, 2.5 times your total attack power, which isn't that great at max level right now. You know, relative to health values, attack power is pretty low at 120.
Yeah.
And it only, you know, on live, it shields you for 90% of the damage that you're taking. So it's more or less a full shield until it's absorbed. On beta, it's 50% of the damage that you're taking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you take 2 damage, it shields you for 1. So, yeah, it's not like a great, oh, no, I'm going to die here. Let me slam the shield up and try to survive. It's good for taking a little bit of the sting out of a big spell or, you know, some sort of big hit, but it's pretty inefficient.
Ignore Pain, to me, is like the pinnacle of something that should not be on the GCD, though, right? It's very reactionary, you know? There's another, I can't remember what it's called.
I would think
so. It's a talent that is also, it's one of the warrior talents. It's kind of
if you're thinking Bolster. They actually changed that today. Yeah, they totally revamped it. Yeah, it was. Okay. So they had the passive 40% strength to armor conversion, and then Bolster was an on GCD 10-second duration, 5 or 6 second cooldown. I think it was 6, but you know, reduced by haste. Whatever. Every 10 seconds you cast it, you get 40% more strength to armor, just like your passive. But because of armor having diminishing returns, it was quite a bit less than, you know, just the base passive. And it was costing you 2 rage per second. And it was on the global cooldown and it doesn't do any damage or reset shield slam or anything. So it just was, mathematically, it was worth using, but it was very unsatisfying to use. Fortunately, it's been replaced and now it's just takes a minute off of the cooldown of Last Stand, which is 3 minute cooldown, 15 second duration. And it also gives you 100% crit while it's up. So it's just like free 15 seconds of shield block while Last Stand is active. I generally oppose big defensive cooldowns getting some sort of extra defensive value because the argument I always make is, what am I going to do? Reduce the damage to death? You know, you kill bosses by doing damage, not by not taking it.
Right.
But that's pretty good. 15 seconds of shield block while you're not having to spend shield block is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's better. Because before it just kind of came off as a maintenance buff.
Exactly.
And that doesn't feel good at all. Like, you have to keep this up. It's boring. You have to push this every 10 seconds. Yeah, and there's nothing about it where you're like, that was awesome. That was the sickest bolster, man. I deserve an award for that.
That was the bee's knee.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I want to like Prot Warriors. I really do.
I think something I was writing about him earlier today is I feel like more than ever before, more than in Legion, certainly, but even in expansions before, I feel like Warrior is actually feeling more warrior-y. Like, I feel like a big old strong man who's preventing damage coming in and all of that. Because I like Ignore Pain. I like the Ignore Pain spam fest that it's become in late Legion. But it's weird. It's like, I feel like a Disc Priest more than a warrior.
That's funny, yeah. I have one of the legendaries. I think it's a ring that, like, you get that vengeance talent, and you end up, like, having to, like, this weird back and forth between spamming revenge and spamming ignore pain. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of confusing. It didn't.
Yeah, I don't love the. It sort of creates, like, a harmony where you're going back and forth, but I don't really love having your gameplay dictated like that, where it's like, well, I cast this spell, so now I have to cast this spell, and then I have to cast this spell. That that talent is actually going to continue to exist in the next expansion, pretty much in exactly the same fashion, because Ignore Pain is on the global cooldown.
It just doesn't feel good. Yeah,
I think in terms of the ranking of 1 through 6, I'm a little... I mean, of course, I'm going to be biased. Everyone's biased. But first character I ever played was Warrior. I will play Warrior until the day I quit playing WoW. Mm-hmm. Maybe even then some more. And Monk is kind of... when I got into the Mists of Pandaria beta, I was like, I am a Monk now. So those two characters are always going to get ranked higher on the list for me than they would by, you know, some unthinking, unfeeling... incredible thinking, unfeeling robot.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we see what's next on the list then? Moving up, we've got Prop Pally, we got Demon Hunter, we got Warrior. I have the feeling I know what's next. What do
Me
you?
Me too. I'm going to guess. I have a guess.
Oh, guess. I want to know.
I'm going to go Druid.
Yep. I'm going to say Bears.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If we're talking about my enjoyment of it, then it is Bears.
All right.
Yeah.
If we're talking about how good is it, I mean, I don't know. I can't see the future, but my guess is Bears are probably going to be at the top of the list, like holding hands with DK, just skipping through a field of everybody else below them. Yeah.
That is until they delete Druids.
DKs will be like struggling to keep up because they have crap for mobility, but like,
yes. But yeah, I think in terms of enjoyment, yeah, it is Druid.
Yeah.
It's about the same as it is on Live. It's had, obviously, it's lost its artifact and its legendaries.
That's huge. Huge.
Yeah. But unlike all of the other classes where they lose the artifact and legendaries and then that's just kind of it, maybe some changes happen, you know, I mean, Warrior's had more changes than all the other tanks combined. Druid, the only real changes that they've had are like a small buff to Iron Fur, small buffs to Rage Generation, some buffs to Mangle Damage. Frenzied Regen is on the global cooldown. It's now heals over 5 seconds instead of 3, so it's quite a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's more or less the same, except slightly buffed.
So putting something like Frenzied Regen on the GCD is already a nerf. And then to drag that heal out a couple extra seconds, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, there's
smarter
druid players than me, people who actually main it and know what they're talking about, have definitely argued that it's almost like, I don't want to say worthless, but very big, painful nerf. To take a spell that was, you know, a reactive, heals you for, I don't remember what it was, 50% of damage you've taken over the last 5 seconds, over the coming 3 seconds, now it's just 25% of your health over 5 seconds, so it's 5% of your health every second for 5 seconds, so you've got to not get healed up to full in that 5 seconds. Dicey.
Right, especially in these, you know, big damage moments. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you gotta not die in those 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, also dicey.
At which point you're probably using Iron Fur and what's the other?
One of your, you know, Savage Defense or.
Yeah, it's one of your cooldowns.
Or Barkskin or one of your cooldowns.
Something, they did something on the GCD that.
Right.
Something more effective.
I think the big criticism I have, especially just for the two rage based tanks, you know, Druid and Warrior, is that they already have to choose between Shield Block and Ignore Pain for spending their rage, or Frenzied Regen and Iron Fur for spending their rage. So having to also choose between, you know, Mangle and Frenzied Regen or Shield Slam and Ignore Pain, having to spend the global cooldown on top of choosing how to spend the resource, it's just like, it's a bridge too far. It's one decision too many.
Yep.
For what is supposed to be a smart reactive defensive skill.
I know that a lot of people thrive on that, and Preach always talks about, you know, in those moments where he likes having choices. Well, what am I going to do with this rage, right? Do I do I want to do something offensive? Do I want to do something defensive? But I think there's a lot of times, especially for, you know, casual players, where you're like, I don't need five choices of what to do right now. Like, I need something effective, something, you know, compelling and something fun. Like, I don't get like, okay, I don't know. Should I ignore pain? Should I bolster? Should I shield block? Should I, you know, like,
yeah,
they're all like, you just pick the one that's the least crappy for that moment, I guess. I don't know.
Like, right. Right. Well, you know, I think like I'm on board for having choices between what to do, between how to spend your resources. I'm not really there for choosing, you know, how to spend your globals when it is a reactive heal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a reactive heal, you know, because the whole point of a reactive heal is that it's fast, a fast reaction to the damage you took. You don't have to wait a full second to start healing yourself up after you just got kicked in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. I guess that's the thing that we keep coming back to is the GCD and why.
Yeah,
like it just doesn't.
Well, you know, part of the reason I come back to it in the case of Druid is because there's so little negative to talk about when it comes to Druids. They're not super mobile. Fine. That's kind of what you sign up for. They're built like a tank, you know, they're just like a bronze statue of a tank, just slow and a little boring, but incredible.
Yeah.
They're great.
Jeez. All right.
Well, all right then. Let's move on up the list, and I think Daryl, do you want to take a guess what number two is going to be?
I think you already told us, so I'm going to go monk because I'm pretty sure Death Knight is first.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because yeah, you're right. Death Knight is definitely like the top of the list for me right now, and yet I think I probably won't be leveling Death Knight until like my third character.
Oh, jeez.
Just I feel an obligation to Monk and Warrior, even though like, I definitely think Death Knight's better. Yeah, you know.
I respect that, man. You gotta like, if the game is supposed to be fun, right?
Yeah. Well, I got respect for my boys, Laryl and Buttfoot, my Monk and my Warrior.
Let's talk about Monks a little bit then, man. I know
Monk.
I quit playing a Brewmaster Monk when they got rid of Guard. And
understandable
and Expel Harm got completely reworked and all that. Like, man, I was through and through a Brewmaster through all the way through through the end of Mists, all the way through Warlords, and then it just seemed like everything I knew and loved got thrown in the trash and I didn't know what to do after that.
Absolutely. And Brewmasters in Legion, just like in Warlords and just like in Mists of Pandaria, and maybe just like in Battle for Azeroth, although we'll see, were, to use a word that's real strong and probably shouldn't use, trash. They were straight garbage at the beginning of the expansion. I don't know why it is. It doesn't seem like they're going to be this way in BFA just based on the testing so far, but it would be the first time they wouldn't be really, really bad and weak at the beginning of the expansion.
Super gear dependent, huh?
Very much so. It's just sort of like for the first month, you know, first little bit of the very first instant or raid, they're real soft, they're real weak, and then Blackrock Foundry, people are running double monk because they're so incredibly strong. You know, Throne of Thunder, they're the best tank. Siege of Orgrimmar, they're getting their damage nerfed by 15% and still the best DPS of all classes. Yeah. You know,
it felt so good, man. I remember Siege of Orgrimmar.
Oh, yeah.
And having guard, and then you're, I don't know, what was it, a four piece or something, like guard would start going out onto some of your raid and stuff.
Yeah.
Too. You're like, I those got this. Days. It's all good. I think, like, back to what we were saying earlier, too, though, like, there was plenty of times where, like, everyone would be dead, and except for, like, maybe me and the other tank, and we'd be like, we'll just slow the boss down from, like, 10%. Well, we got this, you know?
Yeah. So you know, Brewmaster in Legion was such a radical redesign from what it was in Mop and WoD, because WoD Monk was slightly different from Legion Monk. It was slightly better, you know, 5% more dodge on your elusive bruise, 2 charges of guard. And then Legion Monk was like, no more guard at all. Stagger values are way up. You can stagger spell bit damage baseline. No more elusive brew. You just sort of generate dodge passively by getting hit in the face. and, you know, worked. And then they sort of made some changes mid-expansion where they're like, you know what, people are stacking up like 7 minutes of Iron Skin Brooder in fights and just purifying for the last 40% of a boss's health, and that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
So they sort of revamped that. They put the duration cap, basically. You can only stack Iron Skin Brew, any active mitigation technically, but other than Shield of the Righteous, there's not really any other active mitigations where this ever applies. You can only stack it up to triple its base value.
There was some, I have to remember now, wasn't it like Blackout Kick or something that kept, yeah. Like, kept adding? Yeah, and then you would take that talent where you would just sit there and spam. Yeah. And yep. I'm getting my stagger up to where I'm like, oh, I'm good to go. I'm like, this thing, exactly. I've got like minutes of this buff now.
Yeah,
I'm good, you know.
That was an issue that started in Warlord. I mean, it started with that just being the ideal way to play Monk all the way from the very beginning of Mists of Pandaria. You know, mm-hmm. You want to stack up your shuffle for as much as you can so that mm-hmm. you have free chi to do whatever you want later on.
Mm-hmm.
But it got really bad in Warlords, obviously, with Serenity. Yeah, Serenity, which is now just a Windwalker talent.
Spam that crap for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, you just sit there 10 full seconds of nothing but Blackout Kick, so you have whatever it was, 60 full seconds of mm-hmm. shuffle built up just within a 10-second span, and then, you know, you're good for the next minute. Yeah. So that sort of carried over into the way that they designed Iron Skin Brew initially in Legion. They mm-hmm. revamped it, and I have to say, right now, with the right legendary setup and the artifact setup as it is, it is hard to gear up a monk correctly, you know, mm-hmm. ideally. But the way it's currently built and plays is, my humble opinion, the best it's ever been. Or I should say, the best designed it's ever been. It's certainly not the best performing and most overpowered mm-hmm. it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
That was Siege of Orgrimmar Monk. Siege of Orgrimmar, I don't know.
Nice. Right. Pretty much.
But where it is right now is like the most balanced and well put together it's ever been. It's very tanky, it's very mobile, it does a ton of AoE damage, it feels pretty fun to play in single target. Mm-hmm. It's just really well-rounded. Which is nice. Unfortunately, losing those legendaries is going to completely change the complexion of how the rotation feels. The defenses and all the broad strokes will still stay the same. Still super mobile. Still does a lot of AoE damage. Still really good at surviving a bunch of burst damage.
Mm-hmm.
Still good at all the things that it's good at. It's just trying to figure out how to describe it earlier. It's like for all the other five classes, legendaries and artifacts are kind of like hair gel. You know, you mm-hmm. notice them, you look a little better, you feel a little better, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
For Brewmaster, it's like a trip to the mad scientist to like get 6 robot arms grafted onto your torso. And then now, like after been living as an octopus man for the last year and a half, it's going to be weird to go back to being a regular 2 arms. Still work, but I miss my robot arms.
That's either speaking really highly of the legendary design or it's so bad that you can't even function without having particular legendary.
The best part of this whole episode so far is the analogies that you're coming up with. Like these are something else. Yeah. Like I'm impressed. I am impressed.
Thank you.
These.
I love a good analogy.
Yeah, so they're on point, man.
Chocolate cake, but sometimes it's dry. That was a good one.
Yeah.
These are good.
Everybody likes a good one.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a good chocolate cake, but
sometimes,
you know, sometimes it is dry. Yeah.
You leave it in too long and you're, yep.
It's
not good
stuff.
At all. It's like, it's more like chocolate cake.
All right, so I don't know how you top a mechanical octopus 8-armed monk who's kicking you in the face and blowing fire all over you. But I guess that we know where we're going with the next one here. The number one on your list right now as it stands in beta is gonna be the old knockoff Lich boys themselves, huh? Boys.
That's it, yeah. Defo Nido.
All right. Well, it's amazing. I love hearing kind of where you stand on some of this stuff, because for me, like, the deal breaker for Death Knight has just the reason why I'm like, I don't think I could do this has just been the mobility. Like,
and this is what makes me excited.
Okay.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb that I'm looking at a 30% movement skill and saying, this is the greatest thing to ever happen to DKs, but it kind of is. They have a baseline movement skill that isn't Wraithwalk. They have Death's Advance, okay. And it's okay. Kind of returned to its pre-Legion form where it was, I think it's a passive movement. Like you can't be reduced by, you know, below 100% or 70% move speed or something.
Mm-hmm.
When you activate it, it gives you 30% move speed, and it makes you, like, immune to pushbacks and grips and all of that stuff. And it's, I want to say, a 30-second cooldown, maybe 8 seconds or so of duration. It might be a longer cooldown. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll get tweaked. But it's a very small movement skill. Additionally, you can talent into Wraithwalk, which is still terrible, horrible mobility skill. But you have two different buttons now as a death knight okay. for mobility. Two! It's incredible!
This would explain why you were saying why Paladin was in the dumpster for their mobility. But yeah, wow, okay. Like, I even talented into Wraithwalk. And in the moment, you're like, oh, hey, this isn't the worst thing I've ever done. But then...
No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well... Yeah.
Wraithwalk is, unfortunately, a talent. Just the baseline Wraithwalk is a talent in BFA right now.
Okay.
There was a point in the beta where... you could have both skills, both Death's Advance and Wraithwalk as baseline skills. But I think mm-hmm. at that point, Death's Advance wasn't giving you any sort of movement speed at all. Believe it was just you're immune to knockbacks and pushbacks, and you can't be slowed below 100%. Man, mm-hmm. okay. give me that 30% movement speed. I'm going to be feeling great. I'm slightly faster than, like, just a cat. Well, no, not any faster than just a regular running cat form druid, but that's awesome for a DK. Mm-hmm.
No kidding, like, man. Yeah, that's the thing. There's a couple of fights we were doing the other day. We were doing Aggramar, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Screw this, man. I can't even run out of this stupid thing in time. Like,
exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so we know that Gorfine's Grasp, AoE grip.
It's amazing. It's still like on the global cooldown, but, I mean,
sure, but
worth it.
Yeah.
It's always been on the global cooldown, so that's fine. Death Grip is on a half-second global cooldown, which just basically means you can't cast it while you're casting other stuff. Don't love it. Would yeah. rather it be off the global cooldown, but it's sort of like, I lack a good analogy for this one. I don't know, you get a nice fresh plate of cookies, and you're like, oh, these didn't come on a gold plate? Mm-hmm. Don't look an incredible game-changing skill in the yeah. mouth.
There you go.
Be happy with what you have.
It's I don't know amazing. How many times, like, even just Death Grip itself has been, like, kind of, like, helped me with this, like, oh, no.
Exactly.
I taunted the wrong mob. It's okay. Just, you know, just yeah. grip the right one, and, you know, and you're okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's what else about DK stands out? Because I know, you know, they've traditionally been extremely... extremely strong in terms of, like, self-healing and sustain and AoE damage.
Yeah, if you go over to, not that I'm promoting any particular site, but, you know, you go over to your WoW Progress or your Raider.io or just anywhere to go look at, like, top performers in Mythic Dungeons mm-hmm. and look at tanks, and you're going to see, you know, of the, like, top 250 or whatever, it's going to be, mm-hmm. like, 75-85% DK, 15-20% Demon Hunter, and, like... 5% Pally, and then, like, one warrior, one monk, mm-hmm. couple of druids.
You know,
it's just self-healing is so incredible in mm-hmm. Mythic Dungeons. It's not as incredible in raids. I mean, you have, you know, four or five healers instead of just the one. But still, Death Knights do a crap load of healing.
Well, I know we've seen some teams in the MDI that will go... You know, they'll go 4 DPS and a DK tank, you know, or they'll, you know, try some sort of gimmicky thing. Or you know, DK tanks can just kind of hold their own. So it just makes exactly. healing everybody else that much easier. So but do you feel like they're losing any of that? Because I think, like, one of the big things we've seen them really want to turn the knobs on is that you, as a tank, your job is to tank. It's not to... solo the boss down from 15% because everyone else is dead, you know, like,
you know, so far we haven't really seen, I mean, we've seen, obviously they've lost artifacts just like everybody else, and they've lost the legendary just like everybody else, and but they still have Death Strike, which is still 20% of the damage you've taken over the last 5 seconds. Sure, they've lost the 20% increased healing from a trait, but you know, that's not like enough to make them weak or even not very strong.
Right. It's so weird to look at something like Deathstrike and then compare that to Frenzied Regen, right?
Yeah, very much.
Those are super, super similar abilities, right? Or like kind of the point of it is, you know, you're healing this much of whatever damage you took here, right?
Right.
But like Deathstrike is just so, it's so just, better, you know?
Right, because it's so much more available. You know, mm-hmm. It costs 40 runic power with talents, 45 without. But I mean, that's readily available. Whereas mm-hmm. Frenzy Regen, 24-second cooldown on live, 36-second cooldown on the beta.
Mm-hmm.
That's not short. You know, you're going to get to use a couple of those a minute on the beta, you mm-hmm. know, on BFA. You're going to be death striking all day in BFA, just yeah. like you are in live. It's going to be less. You're going to have less haste. You're going to have less gear. You're going to have a little bit less marrow regeneration because you don't have, I'm blanking on the trait name, but you don't have some trait from the artifact anymore. Fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like it's game changing or gonna wound DKs in some way that they can't recover from. They'll just death strike their way through and they'll be fine.
So there is, Daryl, did you have any other questions you wanted to ask? Cause I think I have a, like kind of a little,
no, go for
a little way to wind this down. All right. Let's go then. Let's rate them then in terms of, plays like live. Don't really even have to rate them, but you could just run down the list. Like how much of a makeover did they get? So we can start with the same list here.
I think that's a good way to go at it.
All right, so Paladin, then is that going to feel like a, you know, besides the GCD stuff, we can, you know, we don't need to keep harping on that, but
up until today, I would have said plays like live is like exactly the mantra, but the changes today made it feel pretty radically different and frankly better. I think it does feel blah, 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 GCD changes. Aside from those, I do think it is pretty radically improved from live. You know, being able to consecrate on a 4-second cooldown, a 12-second duration, massively penalized if you move out of it. You know, because right now you have to stand in consecration to get 20% more strength on your Light of the Protector mm-hmm. and your Shield of the Righteous. Mm-hmm. In the beta, no. Your mastery is going to be you take less damage while you're standing in consecrate.
Mm-hmm.
Still very important and good to take, you know, be standing in consecrate. You don't want to take more damage than you have to, but it's not even on the level of punitive, you know, having to move. It's just much more forgiving.
Awesome.
Which is great. Great quality of life buff.
So even though the changes have kind of moved it away from how it feels on live, they're positive changes.
Yeah, I would say feels a lot like live, maybe a little better. Certainly feels a lot like live. It's not like it, you know, it's not like it has changed any of the buttons in terms of, you know, consecrate's mm-hmm. not named something else. You're not having to cast other stuff. You know, it's still the same buttons on your action bar. Mm-hmm. They're probably just a little easier.
Awesome. All right. What about Demon Hunters?
Demon Hunters, definitely going to have to rebind a little bit of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a little easier to use your active mitigation because there's no pain cost on it. So pain management is a lot easier.
Okay, good.
Something, some sort of joke there, but I don't know what it is. Something about pills. But in terms of the overall playstyle, still feels very much like live and probably a little bit more resilient against harder hitting content and more rewarding if you're a little more skilled,
mm-hmm.
you know. Okay. Reward skill a little bit more than it does on live.
All right. Warriors.
Warriors. Boy, oh boy. It's like they quantum leaped into another class entirely for the defensives.
Yeah.
For the offense, it's like same. They won't probably run Devastator. Devastator's been nerfed quite a bit, so you will cast Devastate again, but you know, if you go spec into something other than Devastate and just play around on a training dummy on live, mm-hmm. you're already playing BFA Warrior offensively. Defenses.
Good luck.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Wildly different.
Yeah. All right. We beat that horse, I think. All right. Where were we at after that?
Druids.
Was that Bears?
Yep.
All right. You said Bears are basically other
very
than,
same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plays a lot like live.
Very much the same.
All right, Monks.
Monk if you're not running the legendary chest and shoulders, exactly the same. Feels total same. Mm-hmm. If you are running the legendary chest and shoulders, take off the legendary chest and shoulders. And now
you'll know what you're getting. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, and then Death Knights.
Death Knights, a little different. Some talent options have opened up a little bit of, you know, you can kind of run Tombstone and Runestrike potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also possible to just run the same basic talent setup as you have on live, and then it plays pretty much the same.
Daryl, you got Warlocks here on the tank on our...
Oh, did I? Oh, I did too. No. Hey, can Warlocks tank yet? Like, come on.
I'm sorry. Their pets can taunt off of tanks, though.
That's good enough. I'll settle for that.
They can feel good about that.
I'll settle for that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, did you have any other last points you wanted to make before we wrap it up here?
I still love tanking. That's a point.
That's good.
Tanking is still
that's
fun.
Good. Yep, yeah. Azeroth needs more people like you.
Yeah.
Not like me, who get mad when guard goes away and we're like, you know what, this is dumb. All right, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests like Laryl that you've heard here on the show. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming our shows live now, please head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and give us a follow so you know when we fire this bad boy up.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you got?
Oh, man. Laryl, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We'll make sure we pimp your stuff here in a sec.
Awesome.
But definitely Laryl, definitely Daryl. Always put that tanking bumper. It was freaking awesome. That was
yeah, it was.
I love it. It needs to be. I want to use that every show, but I don't think it would quite work. But.
And I think anytime we have a tank episode, we can use it.
Uh-huh.
Like if we do blood DK, we'll use it. Stuff like that.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll probably dig back into some class guides and whatnot here coming up.
Yeah, for sure.
When PFA actually goes live. So, Justin, special shout out to Justin. He and I tanked for a raid this last week, and that was pretty cool, man. Justin's one of those guys that's just like good at everything he does, like. He'll bring whatever tune and he'll be like on point with it, you know. So definitely thank you to everybody in the chat room for hanging out tonight. It's been doing these live shows has been fun, so it's really neat to see, you know, people talking and all the cool interactions and stuff in there. So Daryl, what do you got, man?
Oh, I wasn't thinking about this ahead of time, but yeah, definitely Laryl, thanks for coming on. It was definitely a much longer episode last time, but and about almost the same topic. You know, it was tanking last time, heading into Legion. This time we're talking tanking, heading into Battle for Azeroth. But yeah, it was a good. I still don't think I'm going to pick up tank anytime soon, but it was still good to hear your viewpoints on all these classes and how they're going to play. Rob, shout out to you. I had a quest in Hearthstone today. I just couldn't get it. And, of course, you know, it's a quick, hey, Rob, you mind losing the game for me? And you're always there jumping in. So it's awesome. Laryl, do you have any shout outs this evening?
Most definitely. Shout outs to my girlfriend, Akusa. Shouts to you guys. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. Really enjoyed being able to come talk tanks with you.
Definitely.
All right.
So, yeah, thanks for the opportunity to come talk tanks.
Sweet. Well, before we wrap this up then, Laryl, where can people reach you if they have any more questions about this topic or your amazing, super awesome, fun, sweet BFA tank series that you've been doing?
You can find us on YouTube at WoW at Night. I run that channel with my girlfriend, and you can find us on Twitter as well. She generally does more of the talking on Twitter than I do, but yeah, YouTube WoW at Night, Twitter WoW at Night, nice and easy. That's, you know, that's our game of choice, and that's our time to play our game of choice.
Yeah.
Night, definitely what I'm going to be doing after we finish up here. Nice. Probably try and run some Mythic Dungeons. Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm gonna live up to the brand.
Yes. Sweet.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 209 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support.
At patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?